I don't know exactly what it is, but there seems to be more and more conflict in the world. Ideological conflict, political conflict, and conflict too at a personal and interpersonal level, which is the opposite of the one thing that we all long for, peace. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the 1960s when I was a lad, two big things were going on. The first was the Cold War, America and the Soviet Union in a Mexican standoff, pointing thousands of nuclear missiles at one another. The only thing that stopped them from pulling the trigger, so as to speak, was mutually assured destruction, or MAD as it was aptly named. Although in October 1962, the world came this close to global destruction during the Cuban Missile Crisis. As a reaction to all that, the second big thing that was going on was this whole hippie movement, flower power thing. Make love, not war, was their catch cry. And I distinctly remember, I was just a small kid, these long-haired guys with droopy mustaches walking down the street, making the V sign with their fingers, saying, "Peace, man." Peace. That was over half a century ago. And yet there are still around 75 armed conflicts, as they're called these days, raging in the world today. Many of those hippies are in nursing homes or dead, and still no peace. While global peace may be beyond the likes of thee and me, peace in our own lives, peace in our hearts, now that's something that we all need and want. The question is, where do you get it? Jesus said this, John chapter 14, verse 27. "I leave you peace. It's my own peace that I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid." There's only one place where you'll find true peace. Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The Bible tells us to pursue peace. In other words, to make peace a priority. Easier said than done. That's why we need to receive God's powerful, life-changing word into our hearts on a regular basis. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.